Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. Huge news today. The FDA forced to admit that ivermectin works when it comes to treating COVID. They've got to take down social media posts, take down papers off their website. I would like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, all the rest of them to come out and make a formal apology. Not going to happen. And as predicted, I said the mainstream media would ignore this story. And lo and behold, very hard to find news of this story, of this FDA admission settling a lawsuit. You may remember the it's you're not a horse post that they put up talking about ivermectin. Really, not only is it immoral, but I would put this in almost the criminal level as well, because I think people died because they pushed people away from ivermectin and towards the vaccine. Why did this happen? What's the result of this lawsuit? I want to talk to our friends over at the Wellness Company today. Dr. Ben Tapper is with me. But before we do that, folks, remember twc.health/grant. If this isn't a reminder to have ivermectin on hand, I don't know what is. The Wellness Company's kits can get ivermectin in your medical cabinet, along with so many other life-saving drugs and prescription medications. So here's the deal. You just have to use the promo code GRANT. You get 10% off. Get one of these kits in your medicine cabinet now and have them on hand. twc.health/grant is the website to go to. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
Well, folks, as promised, Dr. Ben Tapper is with me. Doc, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming on today.
Grant, thanks for having me. It's good to see you, brother.
All right, so what do you make of this news? I don't want to laugh because I think actually people lost their lives because of their war on ivermectin. But boy, it's just, it makes me feel good that, you know, we were right in the end, and now they're forced to take down some of these posts.
Well, this, you know, we knew we were right all along. This is no surprise. This is no shocker. They are backpedaling, and this is damage control on their part, because we know that people die due to faulty protocols. I mean, you have to understand and ask yourself, why are they coming out now with this information? We knew this information all along. Ivermectin has been tried and true. It's one of the safest medications out there. Not only that, if this is the so-called greatest pandemic of our time, shouldn't we try every medicine, every therapeutic, every herb that we can, that we have in our arsenal to show that to fight this disease, right? But they had an emergency use authorization for the vaccine, and they had to show that there was no other therapeutic or medication that was effective at treating the so-called disease, because they had to get the vaccine on the childhood schedule, and you're seeing that now. And that was the end goal. And so now the vaccine is already on the childhood schedule. They succeeded in that regard. So now they're backpedaling for damage control with the FDA.
All right. So it's interesting what you lay out there. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'm a fan of his on certain things, certainly his thoughts and information he puts out about the vaccine that I just do not like related to COVID, and his defense of freedom of speech. I'm a big fan of Robert Kennedy Jr. Some other stuff, I'm not quite there with him. But he spelled out exactly what you're talking about. He was on with Megyn Kelly. Let me play this clip from him, and then let's break this down, exactly what was going on with Fauci and the FDA and the CDC and NIH when it comes to squashing ivermectin hydrochloroquine and pushing this back. So here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Tony Fauci's problem is this. There's a little known federal law that says you cannot give an emergency use authorization to a vaccine if there is any medication approved for any purpose that is shown effective against the target disease. So if Tony Fauci or anybody had admitted that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin are effective against COVID, it would have been illegal for them to give the emergency use authorizations that to the vaccines, and they could never have gotten them approved. And it would have been, a $200 billion enterprise that would have collapsed.
All right. So, Doc, I think when I listen to that, I say, okay, well, what's the motivation to squash the idea that ivermectin or hydrochloroquine works? Obviously, they're pushing the vax. Why would government health officials be so hell-bent on pushing one thing over another, especially ivermectin? It's so cheap and easy to get and easy to manufacture. wouldn't they just be for our health? We don't need an emergency authorization. We got this stuff over here that works if they were genuinely concerned about the health and safety of Americans. Unless it was a money play. And then that has me losing total faith in government whatsoever, that they were pushing something for money, not our health, safety, and security.
So what do we learn through this whole mess? First of all, they didn't care about our health. This wasn't about health. This was absolutely to push an agenda, to funnel in the vaccine. I believe that COVID, the vaccine wasn't brought in to save COVID. I think COVID was brought in to bring in the vaccine. And that's exactly what was played out. If you look at DARPA's history, they've been pushing gene encoding technology and mRNA technology in these vaccines since 2012. You're seeing this technology. This is nothing new. And they were just waiting for the right time and place and event to funnel in this vaccine, this mRNA technology. And COVID was that Trojan horse. And you're seeing that now. And so it is really concerning, but this wasn't about health. It never was. We had a phenomenal opportunity right now to teach the people what it means to be healthy, and the governments weren't doing that. They were saying, stay at home. There's nothing you can do naturally. Do not try that horse medication. I even remember the FDA tweeted literally that you have a better chance of dying. You have an increased chance of dying if you take aspirin, or I'm sorry, what did they say? They said something about if you take ivermectin, you're increasing your chances of death over aspirin and Tylenol, that ivermectin is more dangerous than Tylenol and aspirin. And you're seeing these things. And now it's like, oh, ivermectin is safe and effective. And they're saying it has been an effective treatment for these diseases. And so it raises the question. And I pray that it wakes people up. And because this wasn't about health. This was push an agenda. And you're seeing that now.
One of those tweets that was in question in the lawsuit is this one here. We got a big red X over it because they've got to take it down. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Talking about ivermectin. That to me is just so disingenuous when they knew ivermectin was the creator of it, won the Nobel Peace Prize over it and the good that it has done to community. Let me play for you Dr. Fauci on one of the late night programs and his claims here and get your reaction.
But some of the confusion that came out over the last few years. I think I've asked you about this, but I want to check in one more time. Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID and it could be dangerous.
Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, did it do anything?
No.
No. So people who hoarded that?
No.
No reason to have done that. Okay. Right. Just checking.
Just, you got it.
For a friend.
You got it right.
Okay.
You know what kills me is the American people, the people in that audience are laughing, joking, is, oh, all of us crazy nuts. Lives are lost because of this. Dr. Fauci, I believe, is lying. I think he knows full well that it worked.
Well, it's, you know, his true colors are there in that interview. I mean, if people are dying, this is not a laughing matter. People literally have died. And it wasn't due to necessarily COVID per se. It was due to these faulty protocols pushed down by Fauci and these administrative doctors here. And so that, you know, Fauci should be behind bars. He lied through his teeth. And, you know, and the fact that they're lying and mocking those who are desperate in need of help. And, you know, they're looking at Fauci and these other administrative doctors for help, and they're mocking them. I mean, there's people, and I know full well, people that were, you know, that were in desperate need of help. They took ivermectin and they recovered within 12 hours, 24 hours, and they were just fine after that. And if they went to the hospital route and took remdesivir and did the ventilator route, they probably had a worse outcome. And the data has shown that people that went and followed these protocols had a higher increase in rate of death versus those who stayed at home and did ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And that data is there.
You know, Dr. Tapper, I got kicked off YouTube when I interviewed a woman by the name of Nurse Erin. She had videotaped, recorded doctors pushing protocols that weren't working. She believed they knew they weren't working. And specifically this intubation, the intubating patients and putting them on the ventilators and all of these things that did so much harm. I had her come on and talk about things. Now, she was never, ever sued by any hospital that she exposed, which tells you, one, they didn't want discovery. Two, they didn't want her going on and telling the story because it's true. If it was totally false, they'd sue her. They didn't sue her. That should tell you the whole story. I was kicked off YouTube for just simply interviewing her about her experience. Nobody talks about the ventilators anymore. We did for a while. Now, I will acknowledge, I think maybe COVID and the outcome changed for two reasons. We have better treatments than we did before. Maybe the disease has, the virus has shifted a little bit. But this idea of ventilating people, I think that was a huge killer as well, Doc.
Well, if you look at the history of remdesivir, first and foremost, remdesivir has a track record of causing renal failure. It was put on the market for MRSA and other different things, and it was pulled off because it had an adverse reaction. People were getting renal failure, organ failure, and so why was it implemented during the heat of the pandemic? And when you can look at the data, the increase in death counts when we implemented that drug in the hospitals as a protocol. These people were dying due to these protocols. And just like Nurse Erin, she witnessed it. She was in our documentary, The Time Is Now. We got her interview in there, her story, her testimonial in our film. And, you know, her story is powerful. And there were a lot of other nurses out there whistleblowing the same thing. It just happened to be Nurse Erin got to be the kind of the tip of the spear there in this fight. But that needs to be investigated. Another reason why Fauci should be investigated for crimes against humanity. We had a protocol that was pushed down from top-down administrative doctors to push an agenda to funnel in the vaccine, and they discriminated any pharmaceutical that was showing beneficial effects. And it raises the question, why aren't these people behind bars?
Yeah. To me, that really is what needs to happen. We want justice. We want people to answer for these crimes because it's really a sad state that we have fallen as far as we have from a government level, from those who are supposed to be helping us level, and just the sheer medical establishment and their refusal. Even the unintentional doctors who were not intentional about hurting patients, their refusal to ask questions as well and critically think in here also needs to be looked at very hard. I'm going to play another interview for you after this lawsuit was settled, but I want to tell people, I have Dr. Corey next, Dr. Ben Tapper, about the wellness company. And I urge everyone to go to twc.health/grant, 10% off. Doc, these medical kits are amazing. You know, here we are talking about ivermectin. The wellness company, such critical thinking doctors, thought hard and long about what prescription medications to put in these kits. I'll bet you, I don't know, I've never asked this question. Was ivermectin the first one on the list when you said, hey, what are we going to put in these kits? Was ivermectin at the top of the list?
It was on the top of the list, and it's one of those things where you can get it through the wellness company. And I would say get these kits now. I mean, it's not a matter of if we have another so-called pandemic or plandemic, it's a matter of when. And I think that these kits will be life-saving. I think they are life-saving, and just having these will give you that peace of mind. But again, you mentioned Dr. Corey. Dr. Corey is a great doc, and it goes into the, you know, this whole thing of why are these doctors too that got criminalized against prescribing ivermectin. Why are they not filing these lawsuits now showing this study that was coming about ivermectin? Because there's a lot of doctors out there that have lost their license for putting this ivermectin out there. So that goes to show you can get it now through the wellness company, and it is life-saving. So get that kit at home. It's very beneficial.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. I think there's four different kits now. I've got three of them. You got a travel kit. You've got an emergency medical kit. All of them, I would say have all of them on hand, but start with the number one, that emergency medical kit. It's got all the prescription medications you need, from antibiotics, parasitics. It's got the ivermectin. It's staph infection. Whether you might get tetanus, you step on a rusty nail, God forbid drugstores are closed, God forbid we've got some chaos in the world, you've got medications on hand. It's a great product. All right. Two of the doctors that were involved in this were interviewed shortly after the settlement, were asked about it. Let me play this for you, and then I'll get your response from their comments.
This idea that ivermectin is a dangerous horse deworming medicine is horseshit. I'm sorry to say that. It is nonsense. Millions of people on this planet have been treated with ivermectin. It is one of the safest medications.
4 billion applications, I believe, over the course of 3 decades.
And that was a couple of years ago. By now, I'm sure it's many more.
After penicillin.
Two deaths per year.
After penicillin, this is probably the most important medication ever developed by the medical science. It's had a greater impact on humanity than almost any other drug except penicillin.
Nobel Peace Prize was won for it, correct?
Yes, it's the only antimicrobial drug ever to receive a Nobel Prize. And it is safe. It is safe. It is safer than Tylenol. You're more likely to die from aspirin or Tylenol than taking ivermectin. It's in fact impossible almost to kill someone with ivermectin. It's so safe.
All right, so he uses almost the exact claim that Dr. Fauci used, only complete opposite. I take it he's right, Doc.
It is. You know, that's the thing. It's, again, it goes back to, you know, why weren't we pushing this drug and allowing this drug to be pushed? If it was saving lives, if people, all the testimonials out there of people claiming that this drug helped them, you can't deny that. I mean, it was saving lives. And again, if this was the so-called greatest pandemic of our time, shouldn't we be pushing all the drugs that we know are going to help instead of criminalizing the people that were pushing it? And so God bless Dr. Corey for his work in this lawsuit. I just pray that it does make a difference.
So I've told people this story before, and I don't know whether why this works or why it did work, but I had what so many people have in America today, this lingering cough that lasted three, four months. Dr. McCullough had the same cough as well. And it lasted, lasted, lasted. I took a steroid inhaler. I always screw the name up. Budesonone or something like that. Am I saying that right?
Yep. Budesonone, I believe.
Yes. I took a steroid inhaler. I took an antibiotic that was one of the ones, antibiotics in the emergency medical kit. And then I took ivermectin. And this was at the end of the 3 months. I just couldn't get rid of it. So I'm trying whatever I could throw at it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to throw ivermectin at it. Do you know after 3 months, the cough was gone? Now, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not a doctor. I guess I probably shouldn't be fooling around with medications. But it worked. And I've heard more anecdotal stories that ivermectin works on so many things, not just COVID. Why is that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of variables here. I've heard more and more people talk about long COVID or just different respiratory things that are prolonged than ever before. And it makes me wonder. I think that long COVID is associated with the vaccine in itself, but there are other cases where this respiratory is lingering. I have seen more bronchial and respiratory things that are lasting longer in the unvaccinated, but in the vaccinated as well. But ivermectin is a powerful medication. It also acts like an antiparasitic. It is an antiparasitic medication. Same with hydroxychloroquine. And that raises the question, you know, if you go back to the Wuhan lab, what are they doing? Are they infecting everyone with a parasite? Mm-hmm. And I think parasites can play a role. I mean, it can also attach into the bronchioles and the respiratory, affect respiratory and cause other issues and cause head fog, brain fog, headaches, different things like that. But ivermectin, I think, is a very, very powerful antiparasitic. And I think parasites are a huge a factor in disease. And we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
So it could have been a parasite that's causing issues. And it could have been some other line factors.
You know, it's interesting because the brain fog, it wasn't intense. But when I was having that cough, I was noticing more problems when I'm doing my Real America's Voice show in particular to either remember a question I was going to ask or remember somebody's name. And now really that's cleared back up, which is, thank God, it's got 55. You start worrying that you're just going downhill fast. But all that has cleared up. Now, I should say I'm unvaxxed. I've never had a vax. So vax being the problem for that wouldn't be it. The other side to all of this was not just the war on ivermectin and hydrochloroquine, these alternative treatments, but the war on people offering them up, pushing information about them, not even pushing them, but just pushing information about them. That war was very real. And I think in some respects is still going on today, Dr. Tapper.
Oh, it's a real thing. We are in informational warfare, 100%. This is an ideological warfare, informational warfare. I mean, the information that we're seeing the truth, right now is being completely censored, silenced. So you know, we need to talk about these cases that we have these little victories. Oh, you know, the lawsuit showing that ivermectin is safe and effective. Well, that's about 3 years, 4 years too late now, you know? And so it's just one of those things where we are completely censored. I mean, if you look at the Davos in January, the World Economic Forum, they're trying to say that, hey, disinformation is the greatest threat to our health right now. And that's a number one priority for the World Economic Forum, is to silence those who are deemed disinformation. And they want to be the gatekeepers of truth. And so, you know, going back to the war on information, you're seeing that at the forefront right now. And it really is a scary time.
You know what amazes me is all the disinformation that they claimed we were pushing all turned out to be true. Every single piece of disinformation came out to be fact. All the conspiracy theories turned out to be confirmed. And so, of course, they want you to believe it's disinformation because we're exposing all of them, the globalists, Dr. Fauci, medical establishment, our government, all as liars. And they don't like being exposed.
Well, you know, so early in the pandemic, we would talk about how they manipulate data. I would put on lectures for over a decade talking about how the government manipulates data, through the NVSS, which is the data collection of the CDC. And I would talk about how they manipulate data to scare people to get the flu shot. And they would manipulate the death counts. And I've been keeping a keen eye on that for over 10 years. Well, when COVID hit, flu just up and disappeared, and the COVID numbers were skyrocketing, and they were manipulating data. And so we would try to expose that information. And I got deemed this disinformation dozen early on in the pandemic. And the government colluded with social media to silence myself and you know, the other 12. There's actually 13 of us. That's government math for you. But, you know, they would silence and censor us because they said we were a threat to public health. Yeah. And if you look at the pandemic treaty coming in May, it's real scary. And people need to be aware of that. What's in this in the verbiage of that pandemic treaty, because if that passes, people like myself will be behind bars because we're going to be considered not just disinformation, but we'll be considered a threat to public health.
Well, you know, what's amazing is of that disinformation dozen and the few they added to it happen to be all doctors that I trust. And so go figure, they're all doctors that come on this podcast. They come on the Real America's Voice show. You and many others like Dr. McCullough are involved in the wellness company, which is why, again, the wellness company is despised by the mainstream media. It's despised by big government, Dr. Fauci. Every chance they get, they come at the wellness company, which is why I tell people these are the kinds of companies you want to surround yourself with, because they come at them because they tell the truth and they offer a solution to the problems that are being created by the very people we're talking about. These are evil people, folks. So take matters into your own hands. Go to the wellness company, twc.health/grant. TWC.health/grant. Use promo code grant, 10% off from the supplements, the spike support, the emergency medical kits with prescription medications. I tell people I've got ammunition, I've got food, and now thanks to the wellness company, I have prescription medications on hand as well in case of times of emergency. I urge people to go there. TWC.health/grant. All right, I want to play one more clip for you. This is Dr. Corey again. He was talking about this exact war on information. He was on another podcast, but let me play this clip for you and see what you think.
Why is this happening? And that's like, that's now we're outside of medicine. I mean, he didn't hurt anyone, right? I mean, they're going after him for misinformation because they think what he said is wrong, and they're going after him, you know, with this, you know, 200-page, you know, attack on him by some expert, which is full of nonsense, and they're trying to take his license, and he's up against penalties of 100,000. I mean, that's something else. I mean, I know what that is. I mean, it's the same reason why they went after me, Merrick, and McCullough, the American Board of Internal Medicine, because they want to send a message.
Yeah.
They, you know, those in power, you know, one of the disinformation tactics of the five that industries employ when science emerges that's inconvenient to their interest. One of them is called the blitz. And the definition of the blitz is harassing scientists who are producing that inconvenient views or science. And, you know, there's articles like Merck used to have hit lists against anti-Vioxx doctors. So like, remember in Vioxx, when the criminal fines, they paid for that. So even though they were selling a drug that was killing people, they kept lists of the doctors who were like out in public with some stature, some notoriety, you know, some stature who were like saying, hey, I'm not liking this Vioxx drug. I don't like the data for this or that. They would go after those doctors. So they go after, I mean, there's, and now their power is so consolidated. I mean, they pick up the phone. They can call the College of Physicians, the surgeons, and be like, get rid of this guy, Hoff. Shut him up, you know? And I'll give you another example. So Umberto Maduri, who's one of the five who founded the FLCCC, he's one of the world experts in the use of corticosteroids in critical illness and in lung injury. And during the height of the ivermectin vaccine craze, you know, his boss came to him and said, you need to resign, otherwise you're not going to have a pension. And he was like, wow, what's going on? And they're like, you got to resign. And his boss was actually his former trainee, who now became his boss. He was doing more research. And Umberto asked him, and the guy told him that the call came in from Washington. Because he works in a federal government administration, in a veterans administration. So that's right. Federal government. He's a federal government employee.
Right.
So those stories are frightening. You got the medical journals, which we've already talked about, are censoring studies like this that take a different view. Dr. Corey called it the blitz. This is exactly what happened, whether it was Vioxx or whether it's ivermectin or how to treat COVID alternatively from what the government wants. The blitz was on and it's still on, Dr. Tapper.
You see it every day. I mean, even on social media, you'll see a lot of these pharma shills coming out of the woodworks to attack people like myself. Every time I post something, I get attacked left and right from these pharma shills. So it's not just fact checkers that are, you know, trying to censor. It's actually these people that are coming in. And I believe it is paid by pharma coming in and after attacking those who are putting out other information. It's like, you know, that quote by Ron Paul that said, truth is treason in an empire of lies. You know, we are trying to bring the truth to the people. We have nothing to gain by speaking out, but we care for people. We want people well, and we don't want people to be deceived. And we're seeing that right now at a massive scale. And, you know, I can't help but think of the quote by Benjamin Rush, too. He was a signer of our declaration, and he stated that we have to put medical freedom in the Constitution because the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men. And we are in that time right now.
And we didn't put medical freedom in the Constitution. Freedom of speech is in there, but it was trampled. And, you know, in the end, this lawsuit by the FLCC, I believe that's Dr. Corey's organization that won this lawsuit, getting FDA to admit that ivermectin is legitimate. It's a small step, but it is a step in the right direction. I think people, I'll give you the last word on this, Dr. Tapper, but I think people should have a takeaway from this, that we can win this fight, even if it takes us a while. These small victories need to be celebrated.
100%. You know, we are on the right side of truth. We are on the right side of history. We have to understand that. And, you know, it is sometimes doom and gloom, and sometimes it seems like a hopeless situation. But I believe that God's on our side, truth's on our side, and if the good Lord is for us, who could ever stand against us? We need to understand and know that hope is the most powerful drug there is. We are on the right side of truth, and truth will prevail 100%. And I believe that.
And the reason that'll happen is because there are doctors out there like you, Dr. Tapper, like Pierre Corey, like Dr. McCullough, so many other doctors that come on that are associated with the wellness company here that are unabashed about their strong voice and their beliefs and their boldness. And that's what we need to take back America, not just on the medical front, but on all fronts. It's probably another story. But Dr. Mm-hmm. Tapper, I appreciate you coming on the program as always.
Thank you, Grant.
All right, absolutely. It's good to see you too, folks. And I want to remind you folks to go visit the wellness company. And I'll tell you this before I even tell you just to go buy the emergency medical kit. Go to the website and peruse it. All right. And you will start to see a common theme emerge at the wellness company that they have your best interest in mind. It's not about money. It's not about pushing one thing over another. It's about the safety and security of people that want to have a doctor, a group, a company that they can trust. That's why the wellness company is a sponsor of this podcast. I trust them. I don't pick just anybody, right? And so I really believe in what they're doing over there. So twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. I told you there's the supplements, there's the telemedicine option, and then, of course, all of these emergency medical kits that you got to have on hand in times of emergency. Have those prescription drugs ready, the ones that you need, including ivermectin, folks. The wellness company can help you, and it's really just a quick couple clicks away and a quick phone call. TWC.health/GRANT. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. All right, folks, that's going to do it for Stinchfield today. I'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Stinchfield's Army rolls. Keep it bold, folks, and we'll see you tonight. Thanks for watching.